Here's a number to ruminate on, 1,000. That's how many young migrants are said to be pouring over the U.S. border every week. Most are coming from Central America, escaping violence and poverty. Violence and poverty are just words, though. What do they actually mean? For that, you've got to hear the stories of two recent arrivals from Guatemala. The World's Monica Campbell caught up with them. They're now in California.
I meet Luis Figueroa and Mario Kevin Lopez in Berkeley on a street near train tracks. It's where day laborers congregate, hoping to get work. Luis and Mario are new faces here, and younger than most. They're both 17 now, and crossed over from Guatemala recently. They're from the same town, but only met here.
Hola, Luis. ¿Cómo va todo?
Todo bien.
They're in work boots and jeans, ready to do any manual labor they can find. But it's slow today, so there's time to talk about their new lives here and why they each left Guatemala.
No querían porque decían que en el camino se sufre mucho.
Luis says his parents didn't want him to go, but he felt he had no choice. It was either farming and earning barely enough his whole life, or being forced into a gang like so many of his friends. Mario agrees.
Roban, matan, secuestran.
The gangs rob, kidnap, and kill, he says. If you refuse to join, it could mean death. The only way out is to leave, he says.
Pues ahí, porque como ya no tenía tanta familia ya.
Mario says both his parents are dead, and nearly all of his relatives have migrated to the United States over the years. So when his uncle in California offered to pay the smuggling fee, $6,000, to bring him here, Mario said yes. He went by bus, paying bribes to everyone from Mexican migration officials and drivers along the way. Near the U.S. border, he met up with smugglers.
Nos llevó a un hotel y ahí nos estuvo encerrados.
He says he was locked in a hotel room with other migrants for 10 days until it was safe to cross. At one point, armed men, kidnappers, burst into the room and demanded ransom.
Y es dinero que tú no puedes pagarlo.
The men said that if you couldn't pay up, they'd kill you, Mario says. His relatives wired another $1,000, but he remembers one boy who couldn't get money wired and tried escaping from a bathroom window. Mario watched as the men grabbed the boy and beat him. Luis's trek was just as rough. It took him days to cross the desert. He suffered extreme thirst and hunger and says he walked by the dead body of someone who didn't make it. And then he was caught in Arizona by immigration officials. The same thing happened to Mario, too. They've both spent time in shelters for minors and were released after a few months. They both have immigration court hearings soon, and they say they'll show up, even if it means deportation. Luis says he'll fight to stay here. He says he wants to stay and work here legit, and he'll try to argue that going back to Guatemala is too dangerous, with one of the world's highest crime rates. But he'll have a hard time making his case under the current law, and he can't afford a lawyer. Mario, on the other hand, sounds resigned. He says if he's deported, he'll go back. But he's also not sure what he'd do in Guatemala. He feels stuck in the middle, between a country that won't let him stay and a country where he sees no future. I asked them what they'd do if they were parents with kids like them. Mario says he wouldn't allow it. The journey is too dangerous. But Luis disagrees.
Sí, le daría la oportunidad de venirse, pero
I'd give my son the chance to cross, he says, but he'd have to give it his all. Later, we just talk about daily life here, what they do for fun. There's soccer and music. Mario says he likes the ocean. And he's also teaching himself English. He uses his phone to search for words and phrases. He asks if he can say what he's learned so far.
My name is Mario. I am from Guatemala. I live here in Oakland, California. I am 17 years old.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Oakland.